Hello and welcome to Attract Positive Results, the show where each week I help you to navigate life's challenges, discover a beautiful, amazing new relationship with yourself, and, of course, attract positive results. Before we begin, I'd like you to just take a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to just come back to who you are. Allow yourself to just be present. So you can truly hear what we're going to talk about today. Take a deep breath. Very good. Your dreams can come true. Dreams can come true. Dreams can come true. You've heard this saying a million times in your life, I am sure. Whether you believe it or not is another question. You may be saying some dreams come true while others don't. Or you might agree with the statement that dreams do come true, even if you have a lack of evidence of it in your life yet. The other category that you may be in, and it pains me to think that you might be in it, is the category that says, I used to dream, and it's never happened, and now I don't really believe in my dreams anymore. Whatever camp you fall into, it is really not my job to convince you that dreams can come true, although I know they do. My job is to help you to do the dreaming. For without a clear, tangible vision, you will have a great difficulty in manifesting what you want in your life. As I've said in the introduction, everything that is manifested in the world began with a thought, and that thought was somewhere in someone's imagination. It is by activating that imagination you will transform your life. Most of us have never been taught that our imagination is one of our most precious assets. We are taught that using our imagination is a liability and it will keep us from accomplishing anything. Many of us grew up being programmed with messages that support shutting down our imaginations, like stop daydreaming, get your head out of the clouds, be realistic, and on and on and on. This is a fearful voice that is intimidated by the power which lays inherent within each of us. Your imagination is the key to changing and creating anything. It is the power to catapult your dreams into reality. Hopefully you understand the depth and the importance of the saying from the Bible, where there is no vision, the people perish, from Proverbs 29:18. This famous passage doesn't only apply to a community or a culture, but applies directly to your own individual life. Honestly, if you don't have a dream or a vision for your life, there will be a part of you that will literally die inside of you. Think about people you know that seem to be living by default and have no real vision for their life. Think about what their lives will mean when it comes time to leave this plane of existence. You know the ones I'm talking about. They're the people that do the same thing day in and day out and are usually complaining about the way things are in their lives and also complaining about the world. As I said, they are living by default, and I guarantee that they do not have nearly as much meaning and depth of experience in their lives as those who take the time to define and move toward their dreams or their vision. I call these people sheeple, because they're people who are lost like sheep looking for their shepherd to tell them where to go and what to do. They are following the shepherd's dream or the vision, not their own. Well, they are sheep, after all. They're walking around with no vision or dream, and at the extreme end, they're accepting that they ultimately have no power to create a better life for themselves or for the world. I am passionate in helping you not be one of the sheeple. Become the shepherd of your life, and the sheeple will follow you. I'm passionate about this because I know how important having a vision is. Having a vision gives you direction, at the least. Having a vision allows you to truly expand yourself. Having a vision can change others' lives for the better as well as yours. Having a vision gives you true self-confidence. Having a vision even makes you more attractive. And having a vision activates the creative power of the universe within you. Having a vision reminds you of your real and true potential. Having a vision gives you the incentive to live up to that potential. Having a vision creates truly more meaning in your life. And you know what? Having a vision just makes your life more fun. The people who have dreams and visions are the ones who become the leaders in their families, communities, and the world. They are the ones who the sheeple call daydreamers. But the truth is that deep inside, the sheeple are admiring them for their willingness to dare to dream, while part of them feels dead inside. They feel dead because they're not dreaming. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Having a dream for your life, it's exciting if you do it the right way. But even among those who do take the time to dream or have a vision, I have found that most people don't dream big enough. They tend to dream about what is possible. And that's fine, but not very stimulating, and for sure, it's not very exciting. And it does not have the impact that dreaming beyond what you believe is possible can have. So dream big. Stretch yourself. Go big or become a sheeple. To start dreaming, it is best to break it down into different areas of your life first. Here's a few topics to help you to get started to dream big. Relationships, career, home, health, your contribution to the world, or your leisure time. After you get some of these clarified, it'll be much more specifically in your vibration, and that vibration will be picked up by the law of attraction and matched by giving you people, experiences, and signs that your dream can and is coming true. Coming back to your dreams and visions on a consistent basis is crucial. If you have a consistent vibration of your dreams, they have to manifest in some form or another into your life. So say yes if you will get clearer about having your dreams come true today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that the podcast brought up some things for you to help you in your life to really navigate life's challenges. But if you are still looking for more help, more guidance, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you about how I can help you in a deeper, more significant way to really master the art of joyful living and attract positive results. To do that, you can just go to attractpositiveresults.com/apply, and I will book out some time with you for about 30 minutes where we will discover exactly what is blocking you and how to get through that. Okay? All right. As I always say, I pray that love will guide you, and I will see you next time.